Welcome to the special report entitled Ghost World 2022 through 2032. In this special report, we're going to look at the next 10 years and the ramifications of the mass die-off caused by vaccines. And we now know, based on autopsies and based on VAERS reports and based on nurse whistleblowers and many other sources, that the vaccines are, in fact, depopulation weapons designed to achieve a global die-off. We also know that more than half the world's population has been injected with at least one vaccine, and that even in the United States, we're approaching perhaps 60-plus percent of the population being injected. And many of those people have taken two shots, and some have taken three, and a smaller percentage will continue to take boosters, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, and so on until they are dead. We know from published science that the vaccines destroy the immune system, making people vulnerable to subsequent infections, even common infections such as common colds or flu strains. Those strains would normally never kill a healthy person, but they will kill people who have immunosuppressed status because of the vaccines themselves. We also know, sadly, that these vaccines, because of the mRNA instructions, are causing the body's cells in major organs such as hearts, lungs, livers, and so on, to grow spike proteins themselves. And this is causing the immune system to react to these foreign nanoparticles, which are toxic bioweapons, that are being produced, emerging on the outer edge of the cells that line the heart or the lungs or the spleen or other organs. The immune system responds with killer lymphocytes. The lymphocytes attack these cells and thereby attack these organs. And so it's the person's own immune system that ends up killing them by destroying their heart. And this is why so many seemingly young, healthy people are having heart attacks and dying after receiving the vaccine. And blood clots, of course, are caused, those are the short-term effects, and those are killing a great number of people. But the medium-term and the long-term effects, which include cancer, an acceleration of cancer tumors, and an acceleration of autoimmune disorders, this is what will kill people over the next decade. So even if the vaccines were stopped right now, which they aren't being stopped, but even if they were, in my estimation, we would see anywhere between 1 to 2 billion people dead across the globe in the next 10 years. If the vaccines continue to be injected into people, we're looking at as many as, well, let's say a quarter to perhaps as much as one third of the world population being killed by these vaccines. The population of the world right now stands at around 8 billion people, just under 8 billion. So we're talking over 2.5 billion people could be killed by this vaccine. And that is the plan. In fact, the globalists plan to kill off much more than that. They hope to kill 70, 80, even 90% of the human population. The good news is they will likely not succeed in that. The bad news is they will kill probably billions. So what this special report focuses on then is, given those mass deaths, what does our world look like and what are the repercussions that affect us in the real world locally? What happens with housing and used vehicles and the economy? How do we acquire goods when so many of the world's producers have been killed by vaccines because they were required by large corporate employers? What does the world really look like? How do we survive? How do we get by day to day in this world? What happens to the property price bubble that we're living in right now and the stock market bubble? What are the financial, economic, and also political implications of this new world that we are facing over the next 10 years? The ghost world, as I call it. That's what this report focuses on. And those are some of the areas that this is divided into. We're going to look at politics. We're going to look at economics. We're going to look at supply chain issues, survival, the rule of law, the chaos, the domestic violence, the anarchy, world war, all of these issues. We'll cover all that in this special report. I'm Mike Adams, of course, known as the Health Ranger. I'm the founder of Brighteon.com, the publisher of NaturalNews.com. And I'm the author of several free books, audiobooks that you can download with printable transcripts. You can find those at NaturalNews.com. Go to the very top, click on audiobooks. You'll be able to see the three books that are available currently. One is called Survival Nutrition. You can also find it at SurvivalNutrition.com. It is extremely valuable, life-saving information, completely free. Download the MP3 files right now. Give it a listen. It's something like 7 or 8 hours of just a life-saving book with amazing knowledge and information. I've also got the Global Reset Survival Guide and The Contagious Mind. Those three books available now. There's one more coming called Resilient Prepping, and that's in addition to this special report here, Ghost World 2022 through 2032. So let's get started. Chapter 1, The Ghost World Die-Off. Who will die from the vaccines? And who will be left behind? So the very first question we need to ask in all of this is, who's going to die from the vaccines? And obviously, you can only die from the vaccine if you've taken the vaccine. So it really becomes a question of who is taking the vaccines? Now, we're going to use a rough number for the entirety of this special report. We're going to say that about 1/3 of those who have taken at least 2 shots will be dead within 10 years. And it's a rough estimate, maybe high, maybe low. But we know that not everybody's going to die. However, we know that there are short-term, medium-term, and long-term fatalities caused by these vaccines. We also know that those fatalities will not be blamed on the vaccines. So as people die from cancers caused by the vaccine, they will be said to have died from cancer. And people die from neurological disorders, they won't be blamed on the vaccine, and so on. But let's get back to the core question here. Who took the vaccines? Now, we know that there are political disparities in who is taking the vaccine. We know that Democrats took this vaccine at a ratio of about 2-1 compared to Republicans. We know that the vaccine resistance, so to speak, is very strong among conservatives and independent-minded individuals, Christians, and people who are pro-America, pro-Trump in most cases, or at least had been before Trump started pushing the vaccines. But at the same time, those who took the vaccines tend to be Democrats, they tend to be leftists or liberals, they tend to be people who now hate America, and they tend to be people who don't believe in God. Many of them are atheists, and quite a few are Satanists. Those who took the vaccines also tend to embrace abortion, so they're in favor of infanticide. And they're also obedience worshipers. They took the vaccine because many of them said, well, I believe in the science, even though it wasn't science, it was a psyop. But most Democrats and leftists are very vulnerable to psyops because they're not independent-minded people. They kind of believe whatever false authority tells them. So if you look demographically across the country, and you look at the distribution of where do Democrats live, they tend to gather in cities. They tend to live in blue states like California, New York, Oregon, Washington, and so on, New Mexico. So these are the areas where close to 1/3 of the entire population will die off from, ultimately from vaccines. Why is that? Because more than 90% of the total population in these areas has been vaccinated, so they've been injected with the spike protein. They took the bioweapons. And if 1/3 of the vaccinated people die in the next decade, and you have a state where, let's say, 90%+ of the people took the vaccine, then you're going to have 30%+ of the total population dying. Now, compare that to states like Texas or Florida or other conservative states, where you might have, let's say, at most 50% of the population took the vaccine. So if you have one third of those people dying off, then you could lose somewhere close to, let's say, 17% of the total state population dying in conservative states, with almost double that in the blue states. So as you can see, the impact of these die-offs is going to be disproportionately felt in areas dominated by Democrats. So the cities are going to be hit the hardest, and this is going to be a theme, a recurring theme, that we will revisit throughout this special report. The cities are going to be ghost towns in many cases, in many ways. Doesn't mean there won't be a single soul walking around. It's just that they won't have the livelihood and the energy and the population density, the hustle and bustle that they did in 2019. They're going to feel like ghost towns. So once you realize that it is Democrats that are going to die off for the most part, ask yourself this question: what professions took the vaccine? I mean, we've started to answer the political question. What about the professional question? Which professions took the vaccine? We know that healthcare, that most doctors and nurses took the vaccine because it was a condition of their continued employment. And while we had many brave nurses say no thank you, and they even sacrificed their jobs in order to save their own lives from this toxic injection, most doctors and frankly most nurses went ahead and took the vaccine. So we can immediately know that over the next 10 years we're going to have a really catastrophic die-off of healthcare workers. We know this is also going to be happening at the same time that many other people are being hospitalized or dying, and thus the strain on the healthcare system will lead to collapse of the system, at least collapse of the system we know today. It will be practically unrecognizable within the next few years. We also know that government workers got vaccinated at near 100% vaccine rates. So think about this. In many blue cities, especially, look at San Francisco, Los Angeles, and even Chicago, New York City, and so on, vaccines were required for all city workers. It includes sanitation workers, administrators, finance workers, and so on. And in many areas, the vaccine mandates included first responders, police, firefighters, EMTs, paramedics, and law enforcement, sheriff's deputies, and so on. Now think about this. These are the people that keep cities running. These are the people that respond to emergencies. These are the people that arrange for the repair of bridges and roads, among other things. These are the people who administer the pension payouts, the retirement benefits, to previous government workers. As these people die off in large numbers, it's going to thrust these cities into chaos. And there will be, of course, economic consequences because of the die-off. We'll get to that. But I just want you to understand that the administrative layer of our society that keeps cities and counties and governments running will be decimated. And as a result, we will be thrust into civic anarchy. And if you thought the rule of law was on the verge of collapse in 2020 or 2021, you haven't seen anything yet. It's going to get so much worse in the years ahead because of the die-off of those who are first responders and coordinators of all of this. At some point, you'll dial 911, if you even dare, and it'll just be a recording. Sorry. Thank you for calling 911. We're not available. Good luck. That's what it's going to be like. Now, who else took the vaccine? We know that vaccine rates were very high in the food service industry and in food production, you know, food manufacturing. For example, Tyson Foods required total vaccinations among all of its workers. Tyson Foods provides a significant portion of the meat, you know, pork, beef, chicken, and so on, in America, and even exports food to other countries. But it's not just that. In California, which is the sort of the vegetable production hub, you know, the Central Valley of California, vaccinations were pushed rather aggressively there. And so a lot of people got vaccinated, and vaccines are being required by Canada for truckers who are crossing the border from the U.S. to Canada. And while many truckers are rejecting that and saying, no, thank you, they're actually retiring and just giving up driving trucks, many truckers are taking the vaccines. And of course, some portion of those, perhaps one third, will die in the next decade. And if you start losing truck drivers in the middle of this crisis, you're going to have a supply chain catastrophe that is far worse than anything we've seen so far. And yes, that is coming. That's absolutely coming. And also, large corporations that manufacture everything. The big corporations went in early with mass vaccinations. And this included Google, by the way, not Facebook, Twitter, big tech went in with the total slaughter of their own employees. And you might wonder, well, why? Why did they do that? Why did they knowingly kill their own workers? And the answer is because they're replacing them with automated systems. So right now they have things like machine learning, fairness, algorithms, where the employees are teaching the algorithms how to censor, how to moderate posts, how to do tasks. And what the human employees are doing is making themselves obsolete. In another couple of years, these tech companies won't need the tens of thousands of human workers to do these jobs. They will have trained the AI systems to do them. And then doesn't matter if those people die off from vaccines. In fact, a lot of these tech companies and other corporations would prefer the mass die-off. Well, because then they don't have to, you know, pay benefits and retirement funds and things like that. So, yeah, big tech is killing off their own people. Hospitals are killing off their own workers. And large corporations. Remember, Boeing required vaccine mandates at first. They recently backed off of those mandates because they were losing such a large percentage of their employees. They realized they could not function unless they halted the mandates. But that's an exception. Most corporations continue to push the mandates precisely because Biden signed the executive order and pushed OSHA to issue its ruling that any corporation over 100 employees had to mandate vaccines. And as of this recording, that is not yet decided by the U.S. Supreme Court, whether that's constitutional or not. But nevertheless, most large corporations have gone along with it. So you're looking at a situation where people who do not work in America were not forced to take vaccines. Those are the people collecting welfare, food stamps, and so on. While many people who do work for a living were coerced into taking the vaccines, and thus about a third of them will be dead. So this is a way to kill off the working class and then to create a subclass of impoverished welfare recipients. And this also includes, in many cases, new illegal immigrants who are coming in. And because of that, America is being dramatically shifted into a model more like Mexico, a socialist model, where you have a small number of elitists at the top who control everything, and they rule over the masses of impoverished, ignorant, non-working individuals who are probably going to be put on a universal basic income, a UBI arrangement. So understand, this is what's coming for America. This is all being done deliberately. And the vaccines actually weed out the productive members of society because they were forced to take the vaccine or they were coerced to take it at their jobs. Now, much the same is also true with Wall Street. So the finance sector of the U.S. economy was heavily vaccinated. The big financial companies required it. And of course, most of those workers went in and agreed to do it. So when we look at the die-off that's accelerating now and is going to continue over the next decade, it is multiple sectors. Yes, it's food. It's food processing, manufacturing. It's logistics and delivery. It's healthcare and medicine. It's finance and it's government. And it's large corporations that do everything, that manufacture weapons systems, heating and cooling systems, you know, automobiles, you name it. This is what we're looking at in our society now, is a mass die-off of all of these sectors of society. So what is our world going to look like in the aftermath of that situation? Well, stay tuned here. We're going to get into all that and more. World going to look like in the aftermath of that situation? Well, stay tuned here. We're going to get into all that and more.